Part 3. Questions 23 to 30. You will hear part of a radio program in which two business people, a woman called Heather and a man called Alan, are interviewed by a presenter called Sarah. For each question 23 to 30, mark one letter, A, B or C, for the correct answer. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now listen and mark A, B or C.
Welcome once again to Business Tips, our regular advice slot. Now in today's program, our regular advisors, Heather and Alan, who both have extensive experience in the demanding world of business, are going to be taking us through some more of those vital tips for business. That means those apparently small details that can make all the difference to your chances of success. Heather, Alan, welcome back.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Sarah.
Now, what are you going to start with this week?
Business cards. We think they're exactly that kind of apparently small detail where, if you're not careful, you can go dreadfully wrong. It's not just a way of giving your name and address. It's a whole statement of your company's image. It says a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah, one classic mistake people make is trying to cram all manner of details of themselves and their company onto one little card.
Yeah, for me, it's all about having simple, clear design. It doesn't matter how much you spend. That's the important thing.
I agree. The crucial things are good design and a strictly limited amount of relevant information.
And these days we all have so many numbers. Office number, home phone, fax, email.
Home phone?
Yes, really. Some people do.
I just go for the fax.
As long as it's direct. And job titles is another tricky one. Some people love them. Others just want to know what qualifications you have. It depends on who you're dealing with.
Don't forget, too, that they mean different things in different places. Even a title like Vice President can mean someone very senior in one country.
And nothing very special in another. So they can lead to confusion.
Right. Now, everyone seems to be using mobile phones. Any points you'd like to make about them?
Oh, yes, Sarah. You need to choose your phone very carefully. People are usually obsessed about all the wrong things.
Colour, weight, how long the battery is going to last, has it got a nice case?
When what they should be looking at is the service offered. For example, how easily and cheaply can you retrieve your calls, get your messages?
Because that can make all the difference. And there's the paperwork, too.
You mean the guarantee?
Well, that's always included these days. I think, you know, like the insurance certificate.
But make sure you read through the contract. See exactly what is and isn't included. That's just common sense, really.
Right. Now, travel is increasingly part of business life, isn't it? And I wonder if you have some ideas for us there.
Well, the thing is, you need to pay particular attention to your appearance on a business trip, you know. So my advice is always take more clothes than you need.
You never know what's going to happen.
Then, if your trip's extended, you've still got what you need.
A lot of people think travelling is very glamorous, don't they?
Yes, but it's hard, too. Of course, it is exciting to experience different cultures.
Even if the language differences can be...
A bit of a problem for some of us.
Yes.
Now, tiredness, I think, is the real problem, because the flights can be long, and then you arrive, and you think it's evening, but actually it's only lunchtime there, so you're...
Out of sequence?
Yes, and you've got to stay alert, be efficient. For example, when the crucial meeting's over, you just want to relax.
But you can't. You've got to sit down and write down the main points. Get it down while it's still fresh in your mind.
And then phone your office.
Well, that depends. It may be night there anyway, so probably you can't.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part three. That is the end of the test. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet. Stop here and time 10 minutes.